This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Broadcasting across America and around the world. Welcome to our BPNradio.com listening audience. And I also want to welcome our Facebook friends that are joining us on Dale Gentry Facebook Live, Dale Gentry Facebook Live, as well as BPNradio.com. Wow, what a wonderful Tuesday morning it is. Here in broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas, the capital of the great nation of Texas. And we are keeping the fire burning the altar. We are keeping the watch of the Lord, according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." Jesus himself told us to watch and pray. So here we are at Prayer Central, celebrating 51 years in the ministry. Remember, if you're listening to BPNradio.com, this program will be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock this afternoon and tonight. I want to remind you the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPNradio.com is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. So good to have you listening here on Prophetic Tuesday. We also have Prophetic Thursday at noon with Allison Keeper. You're on BPNradio.com as well as Facebook Live. So I'm here to tell you that one word from God can change your life forever. So I've been up praying since early this morning, praying over some names that have been given to us on my Facebook page, and just asking the Holy Spirit to give me a word for you today. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity to have served as a prophetic voice to this nation and nations of the world since 1985. And I just know the value of one word from God. Just one word from God can change your life forever. I do have a number of people that I'm going to be praying over today. I'm also going to give some prophetic words for those of you that go on Facebook, my Facebook page, Dale Gentry Facebook page, and you share your name and city and state. I'll give some prophetic words for you as well. So it's going to be a great day. I just want to let you know that I do have a word for everybody. And the one word is rhythm. R-H-Y-T-H-M. Rhythm. There is a rhythm and flow about your life. And so when you find the rhythm and flow about your life, you find some fulfillment there. When your life is helter-skelter and it seems like everything is out of order, everything is out of control, it's very difficult to be productive. So I'm just speaking rhythm about your life. And that there, you know, your heart beats to a rhythm. The sun comes up and goes down to a rhythm. The waves go out, come back in to a rhythm. Everything operates according to the rhythms of life. And so I just want to pray over you today that feel like that your life is just kind of out of control. Now, you must understand that in life there will be disruptions. Everything may be going along smoothly, and all of a sudden you just have a disruption in your life. And you're saying, "Oh my, things were happening so well, and now there's a disruption." You got to realize that there are disruptions, but they're only temporary. And I want to remind you that something the Holy Spirit reminded me of this morning, that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And when we pray according to the way that Jesus told us to pray. We don't say, Lord, give me this week my weekly bread, or give me this month my monthly bread. What did he say? He said, give me this day my daily bread. The Bible said, sufficient for today is the evil thereof, or the challenges, or the problems, or the difficulties. It's just everything comes in a 24-hour rhythm about your life. And so give us this day our daily bread. I pray for you today. Those of you that feel like your life is just out of control, out of rhythm, I just speak a rhythm in your life. And those of you that are having disruptions in your life, remember that those disruptions came and they will leave. They will come and they will go. And so, but I pray for rhythms. I pray Jehovah Shalom, the peace of God in your life that passes all understanding. And remember that whatever's going on in your life, He gives you the peace, the tranquility, and the perseverance for one day at a time. So Jesus said, take no thought of tomorrow, what you might eat or what you might drink. He didn't say that you weren't to make any plans or you weren't to keep commitments for tomorrow. But he said, don't let your thoughts be concentrated on tomorrow. Today, this is the day. So I like to get up and say, this is the day. Today is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That doesn't mean that everything is going right or properly in your life as it could be, should be, might be. But you must know that God is with you, and today is your day. And he gives you strength not for tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. What does he do? He gives you strength for today. And so I'm believing that God is strengthening you today, and he is setting a rhythm about your life. I love rhythm. I can operate more effectively, more efficiently, and more productively when I have a rhythm. When I can look at my weekly calendar and say, you know, here's what I have planned for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And some people say, well, I don't know how you do that. I can't do it. If you can't do it, just get up and plan for this one day. Start with one day at a time. So I pray for you and I bless you. And you could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future, but here you are alive and well today. And I'm so thankful that you tune in on Tuesdays so that I could speak to your life. And, you know, I've not learned it all, but Gene and I have been in full-time ministry now for 51 years, and I just want to share my heart with you. I just want to share with you out of the abundance of what God has maybe taught me or revealed to me or placed in my life. And I just want to be a blessing. A friend of mine said to me one time, Dale, if you can keep blessing others, you will not run out of blessing. And so I'm here on Tuesdays, on Prophetic Tuesday, to be a blessing. And of course, we are here, of course, 24 hours a day on bpnradio.com to be a blessing. We're now in our fourth year of broadcasting around the clock. And I encourage you not just to join us on Tuesday, Prophetic Tuesday, but listen on bpnradio.com. We have so much going, so many programs, so many guests, and we have a large team now that's working with us and speaking and declaring. And we're one of the very few full-time prayer stations going on today on radio, internet radio, and we just desire to be a blessing. Now, I want you to listen very closely today, whether I call your name or not. There's some of you that you listen or watch every Tuesday. You've already received a word or two, but you're not just tuning in to receive a word. You're tuning in to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, because we're just getting in that atmosphere, getting that anointing going, and you're going to hear something or see something. Mm-hmm. God's going to put something in your heart that's going to be of great value. And even when I give prophetic words over other people, you may say, hey, that's a word for me. I know the Holy Spirit is saying the same thing to me. Or there may be an addendum or additional word that you're hearing the Spirit say. So get ready to write something down or put something down on your computer or your smartphone. I just believe the Holy Spirit's going to speak to us today. And it's good to have my daughter-in-law, Ruth Gentry, on Tuesdays, and she's going to come and pray over the Prophetic Tuesday session. And then I am going to share some prophetic words. But I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say this to me, that there are some of you that are in a place of work or ministry or business, and you are so discontented, and you may be thinking about maybe making a change. But you must understand that there are times that you'll go through seasons of discontentment in your assignment, and you'll think, I'm going to quit, or I'm going to resign, or I'm going to find me another place. And when you begin to say, I think I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, without consultation of the Holy Ghost, you could miss it a mile. I was thinking about years ago when, Gene and I went into full-time ministry, I was working at a radio station, and I was so discontented at that particular place. And I was being scrutinized by the two owners of that station, and would call me in and would point out all the things that I wasn't doing right. I received very, very little affirmation or encouragement or endorsement. I thought, I'm going to quit. So I was looking in the newspaper, and I saw this opportunity that was not a part of my gifting. My gifting was to use my voice to speak in radio. That's what I've been trained for. But it looked like a great opportunity. I was going to resign at the station, and I was going to take this alternate course. But somehow the Holy Spirit restrained me, and I just couldn't get a peace. Gene couldn't get a peace, and just only a few days or a few short weeks later, then I got this phone call from the radio station in Wichita Falls, Texas, saying, would you please come here? I was able to resign. I went to Wichita Falls. I get involved in a Holy Ghost-filled church. God called me to pray, that he called me to preach, and I'm now in my 51st year. All of it happened, but I could have been disconnected. I could have lost my way if I hadn't stayed put, even in the difficult times, even when it seems like I'm not being fulfilled in this place and things are going wrong and I'm being challenged and I think I'm going to quit. I think I'm going to leave. Don't consult with yourself. Consult with the Holy Spirit. And remember, there are days when things seem to go slowly. It may seem like nothing is happening and we're discontented where we're at. But remember that there is a certain plan that God has for your life. And where you are at now that God has placed you, Paul said, I've learned to be content. He didn't say, I'm just automatically content. I've learned to be content because there is something that God always wants to expand you, accelerate you, enlarge you, cause you to break out on the right, break out on the left. So I trust that has helped you today. Ruth's going to come, and she's going to lead us in prayer. We're going to get started.
Well, if you've just now joined us, man, we could just if we were on the phone together, we could just hang up and say, that was powerful. That was awesome. I mean, I can tell Pastor Dale's ready to preach, but what an amazing word and what a true word. If we could just grab a hold of that, everyone that is listening on bpnradio.com today and joining us on Facebook Live, if you can grab that, because how many people, probably all of us included, but how many people do you know that has become discontented somewhere and just... As Pastor Dale said, and they forgot, or just got in the busyness of life to say, God, what is your plan? And I know that, he is what a great testimony and an example. And so in places that he personally, I get the opportunity by being his daughter-in-law to see that he's actually, he walks the walk. That's what I know anybody that knows that, knows him personally, knows that he walks the walk. And so he and Gene, what a great testimony they are. So they might be discontented on something because they are human. And then what do? They take it to the Lord. And if they don't have a peace about it, they don't move. And on the flip side of that, if God tells them to do something, like when God said, Dale, start a radio station, then they jump and they jump high. Or they jump off of, one of our partners said, you just jump off the cliff. But you know what? If God's telling you what to do it, then that's the thing to do. And so that's, we're just here to partner with you. We're here to encourage you. We're here to, you know, that's what these words are, words of encouragement that the Holy Spirit has laid on Pastor Dale's heart for you. And whether your name is attached to a word today, you can grab that. And what a powerful word for everybody. So I even encourage you to listen to that again. If you're just now joining us on bpnradio.com, please join us again at 2, 5, and 10. First 15 minutes of this program will change your life because that was a powerful word already delivered, and we've got lots more words. So let's all just join together and agree that we just dedicate this Tuesday to you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for the gift that you have given Pastor Dale. Thank you for these words that he's about to deliver to encourage those that need a word today and those that are already, you know, typing their name in on Facebook Live, those that have sent their name in, those that are listening. We know that they need a word from you. And so if it's through this ministry, hallelujah, amen, thank you. But God, you can give them that word in their secret place where they are right now. Or the word might be through another word for another friend. So just minister to them today, particularly through this service, this program, this morning, live at 10 a.m. on bpnradio.com. We just dedicate it to you. And throughout the day, as it is replayed, we just ask that the people that need to hear something, that need to grab something, that need that encouragement, this is their day. This is a new day. You know, just as Sunday, we were all talking about he is risen. Hallelujah. This is a new season. And so I just pray and we all agree in Jesus' name. We dedicate this program to you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ruthie. Ruth Gentry. I affectionately call her Ruthie, but it's Ruth. Ruth means beautiful. Ruth Gentry, thank you so very, very much. Two's better than one. And so we're delighted to be with you here today on bpnradio.com, as well as those who are joining us on Facebook Live. So I believe, here's where my faith is, my faith level. I believe that everybody is going to receive a word from God today. Whether, even if you're listening to a replay of this program, I believe that everyone's going to receive a word from God. You just say, I'm ready to receive. Just put your hand on yours and say, Holy Spirit, anoint my spiritual ears to hear. Put your hand on your eyes and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes to see. Put your hand on your heart and say, Holy Spirit, open my heart to receive from you in Jesus' name. Remember, if I give you a prophetic word, it could be a now word, something God is doing in you right now or in the next few days, few weeks. It could be a future word. It could be a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Who knows? Your life is just unfolding, and he's making everything beautiful in his time. It could be a confirming word. You've already heard that. You already know that. And it could be a new word, something you've never heard before. You say, wow, I've never heard that before. And remember, if you receive a prophetic word, it's not a chapter or a book. It is a word. And when I give you a word, you may say, where did that come from? Well, that's just something that God is thinking about you. That is the thought that God is having about you. And he just reveals a little portion to me. And I never asked for this prophetic gift. I began to get around prophetic people. There was an impartation like some of you are receiving that have been joining me now for weeks or months and or maybe even years. And there's an impartation to prophesy over your life. So today, remember that when if I give you a prophecy, if you hear something, you can't receive it with your mind. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 tells us that your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from God. It's your spirit. You got to receive it with your spirit. And if you don't bear witness to it, you don't have to receive. You never have to receive a prophetic word, because a prophetic word is an opportunity to advance, expand, and enlarge. And that's what God wants to do to your life. He wants to expand you and enlarge you. So I got this message from Michael. Michael I, who lives in Cleveland, Texas, that's not far from Houston, and he said, you prophesied over my wife and me almost 25 years ago that you saw us working with autistic children. He said that prophecy was dead on, and that is happening in their lives. That's very, very encouraging. I get these encouraging testimonies. It's always good to hear from you. So, Michael, I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you today, I have a new word for you that he's making up for lost time. Your desert is about to blossom like a rose. And remember, you weren't supposed to make it this far. You've come much farther than what many others anticipated you would come. your critics and so-called friends are about to see a miracle taking place in your life, Michael. They're going to be amazed when they see your desert blossoming like a rose. So, Michael, I bless you in Jesus' name. Roy B. from Haslett, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Roy, keep blowing the trumpet. Keep sounding the alarm. Keep watching and keep defending. Continue to declare what you see from the wall and find new and infinitive ways to alert believers across this nation to impending danger. Speak clearly and plainly so all that listen can hear, understand, and respond to what is coming. Be bold, be brave, be strong, be very strong. That's a word for Roy Beard, who will be on today at 11:55 a.m., 1 p.m., and 7 p.m., a word from the wall and discerning the times. God has given Roy Beard an incredible understanding of what's going on in the White House, what is going on in our nation, and what is happening, things that you will not hear on the 6 o'clock news. But God has given him great insight. So I bless you, Roy Beard. I speak healing over your wife, Dr. Bonnie Beard, in Jesus' name. I have a word for Jeannie. Jeannie S. from Nuremberg, Germany. Jeannie messaged me that she has been following our ministry for many years, and she's in in a season of seeking God, His will, plan, and purpose for her life. I didn't know that her husband passed away in February, and we pray condolences over you, Jeannie, and the peace of God, and for the grief that's going on in your life. We ask the Holy Spirit to minister to you even at this very moment, in Jesus' name. And as I was praying over you, Jeannie, there in Germany today, I heard the Holy Spirit declaring that He is with you, and you are to be still and know that where you have sown, you will also reap, that your labors in Germany have not been in vain, and you must wait to receive your harvest until your assignment is completed. There is seed that you've sown in Germany, and you must wait for the harvest to come in before you make your departure. You must call for others to help you reap the harvest that you and your husband have sown for many years in Germany. I love Germany. I mean, even before I went into the ministry, I had a German radio broadcast. And I have this heart for Germany. Our producer, Michael Schonborn, and chief engineer, he is from Germany. We just have so many connections in Germany. I've ministered so many times in Frankfurt. I've ministered in Berlin, Germany. And, Gene and I love Germany. One of the most beautiful places in the world is Germany. So I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Jeannie, you need to complete your assignment there. There's still some things to do. Gather the harvest from the seed that you and your husband have been sowing there for many years. Call for laborers to help you gather the harvest. Call for churches, cities, nations, and individuals to help you finish your assignment. Celebrate His goodness and know that He is making everything beautiful in His time, Jeannie. I bless you now. Ask the Holy Spirit to comfort you and minister to you there in Nuremberg, Germany. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Wow. John S. from Elliottsville, Indiana. We ministered there in the Bloomington, Indiana area. You say, where have you not ministered? Well, Gene and I have got to minister in so many, many different places in America and around the world. But we have been assigned to speak to cities and nations of the world now, all at one time, behind this microphone right here. And the opportunity to speak into people's lives through bpnradio.com, as well as Facebook Live, YouTube, and other media outlets. John, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you've been traveling a while, seeking safe harbor that you can land in and launch from. There's so many things going on in your mind, so many opportunities. I mean, your mind seemingly works overtime. Sometimes it's difficult to go to sleep at night because of all of the different ideas. Some of them are God ideas, and some of them are just good ideas. But all the things that keep going through your mind. But he has been keeping you, all these things, different things, has been keeping you from a definite launching pad for your life and ministry and business. But now he is setting things in your life in proper priority that you definitely are going to know and understand, helping keep the main thing the main thing. That's been such a word of wisdom in my life from my pastor. Dale, you keep the main thing the main thing. There are, you know, every opportunity that comes your way is not a real opportunity. It may be a good idea, but it may not be a God idea. That's why that you need to pray for guidance, direction. You need to pray for wisdom, and you need to pray for godly counsel. There's so many people that are making decisions today without getting godly counsel from your pastor, your leader, the apostle in your life, or people that have spiritual authority in your life, or people that are speaking. There's so many people, they just go and just make decisions concerning where they live, what they're going to do, their present, their business venture, their marriage, whatever it may be. They just kind of just say, well, I just feel good about it. I want to tell you people, it takes more than just feeling good about it. You need some godly counsel. In the counsel of other people, there is safety. It didn't say there's direction, but there's safety. Somebody may say in your life, I believe that's the wrong decision. I believe that's the wrong move. I don't bear witness. It may look good, feel good. I just don't bear witness to it. That's why you need counsel from those that have spiritual authority in your life. So I declare a fulfillment of your discoveries and dreams, John. I bless you there in the Bloomington, Indiana area. Henry B. from Homestead, Florida, way down in Homestead. Believe it or not, but I've ministered in Homestead, Florida, just south of Miami there. And Henry, I see you with a strong gift of teaching and instructing. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are to teach others how to stand their ground. You're to teach other people how to stand their ground, believers, Christians, not to give way to the devil who would desire to drive them away from their position. That's what we was talking about a while ago. Ruth and I was talking about from the inheritance that has been granted to them. Teach them how to defend their inheritance, their God assignments, investments in the kingdom, and just say to the devil, you're not taking away my inheritance. I have a word for some of you women that you're on the verge of divorce because another woman has made an entrance into your husband's life. Now, I know this is kind of straightforward talking, but the Holy Spirit just gave this word. There's some of you that need to fight for your marriage. You are giving ground to another woman that has not sown into your husband, and you have sown maybe months, years into your husband, and another woman is trying to take your man. You just got to say with Loretta Lynn, you ain't woman enough to take my man. You must fight for your marriage. I'm just hearing the Holy Ghost say you got to fight for your marriage. You cannot give ground. You cannot give way. You cannot allow Satan to steal and break up your home, your family, and your inheritance in Jesus' name. So I bless you, Henry. And I pray the will of God be done in your life. And Jocelyn B. from Orlando, Florida, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, stand up and speak up. You have a voice that cannot be ignored. There is a new generation that is going to hear the sound of your voice, and they will respond, creating amazing opportunities to share the gospel to people groups in America that have been largely ignored. You must not allow your present circumstances to prevent you from expressing those things that are being given to you now by the Holy Spirit. In other words, the voice of the enemy will try to talk you out of doing what is in your heart to do. But Jocelyn, you be strong and of a good courage. You have a voice that cannot be ignored, and I bless you now in Jesus' name. Angelina M. from Woodinville, Washington. Angelina, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are one that creates peaceful atmospheres for others to dwell in. You know Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, very well. And he has called you to be a peacemaker. Jesus said, blessed is the peacemaker. And not just be a peacekeeper, but a peacemaker, helping others move from that place of being a peacekeeper to the place of being a peacemaker. Satan will try to destroy the peace of your marriage, the peace of your home, the peace of your family. Your children will be at odds with one another. Your family will be unpeaceful in an uproar. Maybe even in your business, Satan will try to disrupt the peaceful atmosphere of your business. But Angelina, you have an anointing to teach and train others how to have a peaceful home, a peaceful marriage, children who are at peace with each other, employers who know how to develop a peaceful atmosphere in their workplace. I see worship songs and poems being written by you as you commune with him in that secret place, and that you just know how to bring forth that beatitude that Jesus so strongly declared, blessed are the peacemaker. And you are going to train others and teach others how to have a peaceful home, a peaceful marriage, a peaceful business, a peaceful ministry among your ministry teams, whatever, however it may be. You are gifted and anointed, Angelina. And I bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I'm gonna prophesy over somebody that has left your name on our Facebook page. Oh my goodness,
we got a lot,
Ruth. Wow, Matthew T. from Dallas, Texas. I heard the Holy Spirit saying, "Make your call and election sure." In other words, the call of God, Matthew, that is on your life, nail it down. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. Don't let voices say, no, that was not the voice of God. Nail down your calling. Make your calling and election sure. God called me to preach in the summer of, in June of 1966. Seemed like a long time ago. I'm anxious to some of you people, but I nailed it down. And the very next morning, I just went and told people, I'm a preacher. God called me to preach. I'm a preacher. You got to nail it down, because what will happen to you, Satan will come and steal that away from you. God puts a plant something, and then Satan comes to steal that from Dale or anybody else. Matthew, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you nail it down. You nail it down, son. Candace R. from Below. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right or not, Ruth. Below, Wisconsin. Candace, God is not the author of confusion. And there are other people that are trying to create confusion and discord in your life and your surroundings. And you must not allow that. You must know that God has given you a territory to protect. You must protect your God-given territory. And so you must not allow confusion to continue. God is not the author of confusion. And remember, the Bible said where there's envy and strife, there is every evil work. And so if you allow these things to continue, it will be like a cancer that will continue to grow in your atmosphere, in your environment, and your assignment, that will take away the peace and the tranquility and the momentum that you have been given. You know, it's just gonna disrupt and distract and cause your environment not to grow and expand like it should. So I just declare, Candace, you be a protector of the atmosphere and your environment, and you can do it in the name of Jesus. For God has highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. So you have the authority. You got to pray authoritative prayers. Candace, way up there in Beloit, B-E-L-O-I-T. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Beloit, Wisconsin, I bless you in Jesus' name. Misty W. from West Monroe, Louisiana. Misty, God is embracing you right now. Even today, He has His arms around you, and He's being that true Father that maybe you did not have in former days that you longed for. He is being that Father to you. And Misty, I bless you, and receive the embrace and the love of the Father that He is giving you right now. Just a big hug from Daddy God. I bless you, Misty, in Jesus' name. And Cassandra J. in Orlando, Florida. Cassandra, there is a new opportunity that is coming your way. Remember this, when one door closes, another door opens. Remember this, when one door closes, a better door opens. And so you are not to cry long over a door that has been closed in your life, but you are to rejoice knowing that God is taking you through what I call a process of elimination, opening a better door for you. So, Cassandra, I bless you in Jesus' name. Vicki M. from Greenville, Mississippi. The anointing is upon you, Vicki, to prophesy, to declare the word of God. And I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, Vicki, there's no limitations in your life. There's no limitations. I declare today that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. You got to know when the Holy Spirit spoke to me in the summer of 2014, I want you to start leading prayer over internet radio 24 hours a day. I didn't know how I could do that. Even though I had a gifting, I didn't know how I could do that. But once I began to voice that, remember that your voice is very creative. And those of you out there that God is speaking to you, you create your worlds. You say, oh, God, create worlds for me. No, He puts things in your heart. He gives you ears to hear and eyes to see, but you have to proclaim it. And you may have a dream and vision. You say, I got these dreams and visions, but if you do not articulate those dreams and visions, and that never happened, you create your worlds. In the beginning, God spoke the word, and the world came to existence. You literally create your worlds, and that is a plural word, not a singular word. You create your worlds. And remember, I've said many times, it's easier to do three things than just one thing. I believe that you have the ability to do three things in your life, and all of those get connected and flow and bring great results. So, Vicki, why don't you just prophesy, preach, declare, be a woman that knows how to articulate what the Holy Spirit is saying. Open your mouth and declare what you are seeing and hearing, and that goes for a lot of you other people as well. Vicki, there in Mississippi. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Sandra G. in Boynton Beach, Florida, I declare that God has given you an incredible gift to speak things into divine order. You see things that are out of order, and sometimes it can even create some problems in your life because you see those things out of order, and sometimes you rush to correct them prematurely. So you can get yourself involved in some trouble. But you have a great gift to be able to bring things into divine order. You see things out of order. And so God has given you a whole new gift of enlarging your wisdom anointing to show you how to bring things into a divine order in proper timing. So you're a great gift to the body of Christ, Sandra. I bless you in Jesus' name. Oh, wow. Well, okay. I've covered a lot of territory. And I'm going to pray over some more individuals today. If you want to go to the Dale Gentry or Dale W. Gentry Facebook page, Dale Gentry Facebook page, right? Yeah, I don't want to get confused there. And you want to leave your name, city, and state. I'll also be giving some prophetic words. And just when I call your name, the Holy Spirit just speaks a word. Okay, I'm going to go back to the names of those that I've been praying over this morning. Carolyn R. From Lake Worth, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying to you today that you are to Selah. Pause and consider what He has done for you, how far He has brought you, the pit that He has brought you out of. You have a wonderful testimony. You need to write down your testimony, share it with others who will hear and have faith to come out of the terrible darkness they are experiencing into this marvelous light. So, Carolyn, I bless you there in Lake Worth, Florida. And all of you people that may be listening or joining me on Facebook that are part of Trinity Church International. We've ministered many times there in Lake Worth, Florida. Paige J. from Morroville, Louisiana. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying it's time to get some things settled. It's time for reconciliation. It's time to expose yourself to Him, the Holy Spirit, forgiving yourself as well as forgiving others, taking off the garments of heaviness and shame, and quit declaring that some things will always be the same and never change. Stop declaring that. Change is coming, supernatural change, but it must come through that strong determination in your own heart for those things and those changes to take place, where things are finally settled in your mind and your spirit, knowing that He is working with you to finally have resolution, accompanied by a day of celebration, knowing again, as I declared before, that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. And that Satan keeps trying to say this: things will never change, things will never be reconciled, things will never be in order, things will always remain. No. This is a new day. It's a day of resolution, and it's a day of reconciliation. And I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying it's a day of restoration. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Paige, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Katie J. from Lubbock, Texas, what are you waiting for? Take your next step. Do what is in your heart and what is in your hand and what is at your hand. I know that you may be waiting. I just sense in my spirit that you're waiting for something really big to take place. And I do believe that some of those things are in motion. But I'm hearing the Holy Spirit to say to me, to tell you today, that do what is at your hand and in your hand at the present moment. And there are so many things that are coming your way that are in motion, but they've not arrived. So you can't spend your whole life waiting for something bigger and better. Take that next step now. Say yes and concentrate on that and be faithful to that. Because if you're faithful in another man's field, what did God say? He said, I'll make you owner and a blessing in your own field. Amen and amen and amen. I bless you, Katie. God, you are so gifted, so anointing, and you have a bright future. I bless you. Tracy A. in Richmond, Virginia. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, why not you? Why not you? You've been trying to help others do some things that really you are capable of doing. You're saying, well, I'll let them do it. I'll help them do it. And I'll encourage them to do it. Or I'll find other people to help them do it. No, why not you? You do it. You take the reins. You take the leadership. And you call others to action. And it's something brand new that you've never done before. I understand that, but you have the resources and contacts to get it done. You're a person that is able to get things done. So why don't you do it? A whole new world is about to open for you, Tracy, there in Richmond, Virginia. I bless you in Jesus' name. I'm going to have Ruth to come give a station break, remind you about Marketplace Saturday that's coming up. She's going to give a station break and maybe a shout out to some people that may be joining us today. And I'm going to give some more prophetic words. Ruth is the manager of bpnradio.com. And we have a brand new website, don't we?
We do have a website, and we're just trying to do all kinds of fun things at the same time. So bpnradio.com, we just want to make it simple and easy. So if you go on bpnradio.com, I think it'll have the schedules, and it will have information to on the Breakout Radio Church, and it will have our team and just just go on there and just see. It also has a way that you can listen. And if you're listening like through TuneIn or if you're listening, you know, through your smartphone, you can actually do that on bpnradio.com. And so Pastor Dale just mentioned that I was going to give a quick little shout out to Marketplace Saturday. So tomorrow we have... Well, it'll actually be played on Saturday, but tomorrow we're going to interview a special guest that will be my husband, Rick Gentry, that he hosts Marketplace Saturday. And this special guest is a friend of a friend. And, you know, those are the things. You know, earlier when Pastor Dale was talking about, you know, rhythm in your life and what you get up and you claim and you speak and you just call it in. And so every day, pretty much our whole team, I think, from being the example that Pastor Dale and Gene have led, is you get up and you say divine appointments and divine connections. And so anyway, this friend suggested to meet with this Cash Matthews. And so Rick has met with Cash a couple of times, and now he's going to be our special guest. And so I really want to encourage you. He has several books, but one particularly is Money University. And he's going to be on Saturday, on Marketplace Saturday at 11:30 a.m. and then again at 9 p.m. That's Central Standard Time. And something that we're going to just be doing in the future, and we've got a little bit of it going right now, but we'll really kind of target it all, is that we're going to actually have all those podcasts listed on our bpnradio.website. So if you miss or you're out doing something and you can't listen to Cash at 11:30 or 9 p.m. Saturday, then you can go on our website and you can pull that up. And I would really, really encourage you to do that, because I already, by the Holy Spirit, believe he's going to have some really powerful things that is going to change your life. And that's going to take me into the very last chapter in this book. I was going through it and reading it, was talking about tithing. And he was talking about, he calls it the bonus chapter. And if you were listening to me a couple of weeks ago, I was sharing about a friend of mine, a businessman, that at the time, his business just started really, really, really booming. But he was really not a believer. He was really, he was a good man, but he really was not what I would consider, all in, following, you know, just God's principles. But somewhere along the line, he had grabbed that biblical principle of tithing, and he began tithing on his business, and his business just changed. So a lot of times it's the believer that goes in first, and he's like, I'm going to build this kingdom, and which is awesome. But for my friend, it was kind of opposite. It was really what drew him, because he applied biblical principles, and then he immediately saw God's word being true. And he dedicated his life to the Holy Spirit, rededicated one time, and really said, okay, I'm all in, and I'm getting this. And it was all based on, he just listened to the biblical principles. And so it was interesting, because Cash, that you will hear on Saturday, he was talking about being a cheerful giver. And he was noticing, he tells this story, it's really, really interesting, and he was noticing how, while he was sitting in church, and how immediately when the offering or the tithe message comes up, or that time to receive offerings and tithes, you can look around, and obviously he's an author, and he's, you know, he's probably one that's, you know, looking for research, and so he's really interested in that. So he's watching, and he's watching people, and they're getting, they're a little antsy. Well, I don't believe it's probably as much because they don't want to give. I believe it's probably that they don't have something to give. And that's what Cash talks about. And he talks about you so many times that we feel like we don't have something to give. But and it gives these principles in this book. So I want you to listen on Saturday. But I'm going to say, I believe that that's not true. Because it's the enemy that is telling you you don't have something to give. It is not the Holy Spirit. It is not a word from the Lord, because you do have something to give. It could be a financial gift. It could be something else. It could be your time. It could be, you know, a prayer partner, but you do have something to give. So anytime I just wanted to encourage you, because I really got that on my heart today, because the enemy doesn't want you to give. And why does the enemy not want you to give? Because he doesn't want you to receive the blessing that God has promised us. And so he's telling you, no, 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 you can't. You can't afford to do that. You've got to pay this. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. But again, I'm going to reference what a blessing and what a great testimony. When I became part of the Gentry family, I was very young. And so I have watched Dale and Jean it's first. It's not second. It's not 10th. It's not, you know, if we have enough. I have watched them again walk out the biblical principle of not only giving the first, but being cheerful. I have never seen Dale and Jean not go and give at any point in any place that they can give. And I remember, at, I don't even know if Pastor Dale would remember this. I was really young, and I don't recall what conference we were at, but he prepares, no matter where he's going, whether, and, you know, because he gives to multiple ministries, obviously. And so whatever he's going, or what church service he's going into, or what, you know, anywhere, wherever there's a need, he prepares something to give at every time he goes. Anytime he has an opportunity to give, he gives. I mean, it might be just a few dollars. It might be a large amount. It's whatever the Holy Spirit puts on his heart. But I've watched him, again, live that principle. And then I didn't have a dad that I grew up with that was in my life that gave me that example. I noticed somebody on Facebook saying, you know, she didn't have her biological dad, and I was one of those people that didn't have biological dad speaking into my life, role modeling, being a good example. But I grabbed that from Pastor Dale as my father-in-law. And so no matter where we go, you know, it might be a five, it might be a 50, it might be a 500, I don't know. But whatever we have, we make sure that we are giving, and we're giving cheerfully. So I just want to encourage you today, because I feel like there's so many people that are always saying, pray for our finances, pray for, you know, all these opportunities. And I feel like it's the devil, I feel like it's the enemy that is telling us we can't do something. And that includes our finances. And so I know this is kind of sometimes a sore subject for people, but it's a very important subject, because if we can't get that correct, we're not going to get the blessings that are going to come with that. And so I know personally in my life, you know, we're waiting for some breakthroughs financially. And I know in my heart, I'm just sharing you my heart, guys, is if I'm not giving cheerfully, I don't know why I would even expect to receive. And so I just want to encourage everyone today, if God is tugging on your heart to give to bpnradio.com, then I thank you in advance for that. Our team thanks you. The ministry thanks you. But wherever God is tugging on your heart to give, obey that tug. Obey the Holy Spirit. And do not allow the enemy to say, I can't. Because the truth is, there is no amount financially too small, and there's no amount too great. There's no amount of time too small. There's no amount of time great. I'm telling you, it is the enemy that's telling you can't. And so, you know, you've heard different testimonies from us, and from our, you know, from our people that have, you know, given. I shared this testimony. I want to share this again. Recently, someone in a business ministry was saying, I just don't have something to give, but she obeyed. And the following day, she received exactly, she received 100% full back, but she received a check for what she gave. And why? It's because the biblical principle is you give and you receive. You sow, you reap. And so God's word is true. So if I could just encourage you that whether it's in your finances, whether it's in your family, Pastor Dale mentioned ladies, there might be somebody that's trying to, you know, take your territory. You say no. So whatever it is today, on this Tuesday, on April the 3rd, on this Tuesday prophetic program live, I'm telling you, anything that is not of God and the enemy gets in that little door, he's not going to be for you. He is not going to give you peace. It's not going to be his, it's not peace if it's the enemy. There's no peace with the enemy. But God creates the peace for us, and he will show you how you can financially give, prayerfully give, giving to others cheerfully. There is nothing more beneficial than being a cheerful giver, and however God is telling you to give. So I just want to pray for everybody today that is listening on bpnradio.com, that is watching on Facebook Live. Whatever it is that the enemy is telling you you can't do, I am telling you, you can do through the power of the Holy Spirit. So those words of I can't are gone. They're sent to the pit. They're gone. They're out of your life. You claim that I can do all things. Right. I can do all things. Even if it's just sowing a seed of a $5 offering, start where you can start. Start where you, wherever you need to say yes, and you know you can walk that step, that first step, then take that first step with yes. If it's starting a new business and whatever God is showing you to do, today is your day. It is the first day. It is your day. We said that at the beginning of the program. Today is your day. So you claim in Jesus' name, I'm taking the first step. And so I just encourage you. I pray for you. I bless you. And I say all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh my goodness, hold on. I got to give you the other part of it. If you would like to give and write a check, please write that out to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And but just go on bpnradio.com. We have a donate button. Go on the donate button, and it'll give you all the instructions. You can donate with your I think you can even do PayPal, but PayPal, debit card, credit card. It even gives you the P.O. box that I just rattled off real fast that you can send a check. Please, please do us one more favor. We love to hear from you. Your testimonies encourage us. Your prayer requests, we're praying for you, so send those in. You can, if you go on bpnradio.com, all the information's there. You can send it to the P.O. box or just breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And we want to partner with you. We want to pray for you. We're here for you. We love you.
Very good. Very good. Thank you very much, Ruth. And we want to express appreciation to those of you that are giving to this ministry. Every ministry must have partners. And well, if you'd like to be a monthly partner, $5 or $10 or whatever you give, we are so grateful and thankful. Remember, you go onto our brand new website, bpnradio.com. You can even listen to the broadcast while you're checking out other areas of our website. And the donate button is there. The pictures of our team is there. And we're so blessed. I want to give a shout out to some of you today. Joe in Springtown, Texas. And Jenny in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Evelyn in Eunice, Louisiana. Lydia in Dallas, Texas. And Olivia and Eunice, Louisiana. We got a lot. I'm going to give some more prophetic words for some people that are watching today. Don't forget, for those of you that that are in business and want to start a business, we have 15 hours of business broadcasting starting at 9 a.m. all the way to midnight on bpnradio.com every Saturday. I have a word for Lori KB from Canyon, Texas. Lori, I prayed over your name this morning. And I heard the Holy Spirit saying that it's your turn. It's your turn, Lori. It's graduation day, and the things that you have had in your heart that have been in your heart for so long are now being released. You have sown into others for a long time, but it's now your turn to step up and others to help you. You've completed the preparation stage of your life. It's time now for action. You have your diploma in your hand. I'm not talking about a physical thing necessarily. I'm not talking about graduating from college or whatever it may be. I'm talking about in your process of life, it's graduation day. It's a graduation day for you, Lori. And no longer do you need more confirmation, more approval, but you take that one step of faith. It's amazing how that one next step can do in your life and can launch you into a season of many years. Just one step. Some of you are just one step away, and that word is especially for you, Lori. You're only one step away. So you need to take that one step of faith, action, imposing your will on circumstances and battles in your own mind that would attempt to disassemble and redirect those things that God has been putting together for such a long time. It's no time to work on self-improvements and taking additional courses for your future. The preparation days of your life are over. That doesn't mean you're not going to continue to learn. I'm going to continue to learn myself. But it's your turn and your time. Receive your diploma, launch out into a new season and a new dimension of your life. No fears, no more comprehension. It's your turn. It's your day. So, Lori, look me in the eye. See my finger. It's your turn. It's your time. And I bless you now in Jesus' name. And Jennifer P. from West Palm Beach, Florida. It's no longer the season of just cruising through life. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, drop anchor and wait. He's going to make everything beautiful in His time. You're not to settle for crumbs that fall from someone else's table. An amazing opportunity in sales and marketing is coming your way. You have great expertise in this area, and I just release that in Jesus' name. Some of you that are listening or watching today, you have gifts. You have gifts that have never been released in your life. You know, the Apostle Paul said, I long to see you that I may impart to you or may release some spiritual gift or some gift in your life. One of the things that I've done, I've laid hands on thousands of people over the past 30 plus years of travels, past 50 years of ministry, and a lot of my prophetic anointing has just been releasing some particular gift in a person's life. I said, I see this gift in you. I see you doing this. I see this great gift. And there's some people that they have all of this inside of them, but they've never come to the determination of who they are, really, the gifts that they have in their hand. The Lord said to Moses, what is in your hand? What is in your hand? So I bless you, Jennifer. Emily from Houston, Texas. Emily M. From Houston, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that spirit of adventure is consuming your life at this very moment. You are a very adventuresome woman. And so you cannot give way. You must refuse to give way to voices that want you just to be normal. Just be normal. Just be sensible. There's voices that say to you, just be sensible. Don't get out there on a limb. But you must understand that God has already developed new paths for you to walk down. It's who you are, and it's how God created you to be. Others will say no, but the Lord is saying yes. And you must say yes. I will do that. I can do that. I will do that. And then you're going to be teaching others how to follow their dreams and live a fulfilling life that does not just consist of the things that we possess or accomplishments. So many times we try to weigh our success and how much land we own, how the square footage of our home, or how much salary we make every year, the degree that we have on our wall. We try to look at certain things that we feel like are symbols of success, but success comes with that fulfillment to knowing I'm doing the will of God. I'm doing what God wants me to do. And you've got to be happy with yourself, who you are, not comparing yourself with other people, what they're doing, because you can never measure up to what they're doing. But you've got to be happy in your own skin, contented with who you are and what you're doing for Him. Emily, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Andy E. From Kelso, Washington. I heard the Holy Spirit saying, you are a writer. You are a writer. That gift is inside of you. And sometimes I prophesy over people and they say, I've never seen that before. But if you can see it now, remember always, if you can see it, you can have it. If you can see it, you can have it. And so I see you writing novels. I see you writing fiction and nonfiction books. I see you writing manuals. I see the day coming when you will do nothing but write, helping others do the same. You have incredible penmanship, artistic giftings. Andy, A-N-D-I, Andy, in Kelso, Washington, I bless you and release those gifts in you. In Jesus' name. And Kathy I. from Quinlan, Texas, I see you as the founder and director of a ministry that is bringing hope to the hopeless. At least 7 different languages will be spoken in this arena the Holy Spirit is placing you in, or He may have already placed you in. I don't know. Don't be confused by all the different thoughts and questions that seem to cloud your mind, wondering, is this God or is this me? Stay tuned into His voice. Remember that His sheep hear His voice and know His voice. Listen to that still small voice that keeps saying, this is the way, walk in it. Allow that season of this is not it to be completed in your life, and just keep walking with Him, and know that you have come to a place of great fulfillment, great satisfaction, and great fruitfulness. Kathy, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Nancy W. there from Kansas, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that everything is speeding up in your life. He is accelerating those things that have been in your heart and you've been calling for. Places you have been seeing with your spiritual eyes, you're going to enter into. Those things that only seemed like a dream at one time. I got this prophetic word, you're going to minister in the White House. I didn't know how I could do that, but I dreamed that one day I would walk down Pennsylvania Avenue, Gene and I, and we would go into the White House. And so when I finally got my first invitation to go and speak to the employees there in the White House, Gene and I stayed near the White House, walked down Pennsylvania Avenue. I can't explain to you how fulfilling that was. It was like, I've done this many times, and I had in my dreams, I had in my spirit, but now I got to do it physically. So I'm declaring over you, Nancy, that those things that you have seen in your spirit, doing in your spirit, there will come a day that you will enter to those places physically, and the supernatural will turn into, will create natural environments and natural events in your life. You'll say, wow, wow. And you'll say it backwards, Mom. So I bless you in Jesus' name. Lisa M. from Kingwood, Texas. I see the anointing to preach the gospel on you, serving also as an interpreter to other ministers who will speak to Spanish-speaking people as revival ignites among Spanish-speaking people here in America, releasing fresh fire that will bring a release to another spiritual awakening in America. Lisa, you're a key player. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Kara D. from Hesmer, Louisiana. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He's giving you a fresh hunger for His Word. I see you delving into the Scriptures, receiving recall, the ability to memorize verses and chapters, assembling groups who will simply read the Bible together in unison. How powerful that is. I don't know if anybody has that ministry. I know there's no new thing under the sun, but I'm sure there are. But getting together, y'all reading the same translation together, it's powerful. And then you'll have people groups that will actually memorize the same translation, and y'all will get together and quote verses and chapters together. The Word of God is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the soul and the spirit. Just powerful. And so you're going to be doing something that's quite unusual, yet very rewarding. So, Kara, I bless you in Jesus' name. You know, sometimes we have people that send in needing a word about their marriage, any word about a car, a home, a job, a business, and the Holy Spirit may say something that has not even been in your thinking, your thoughts, but you have to receive it, write it down, and know that that word somehow is a strategic word for your future. You know, before I went to the White House and ministered to the White House for the first time, I received this word. A lady came up and said, I have a word for you. And it was on a little piece of paper, and I crumbled it up, just a little piece of paper saying you're going to minister in the White House. I put it in my pocket, but when I looked at it, it didn't seem very significant, but I knew it was a significant word for my future. So I bless you. Joe, there in Joe R. from Springtown, Texas, there is an official launching place for you, an official launching pad, a place of a new beginning, a very formal launching pad, a very formal season. And that's very, very important to have someone to pray over your new season, maybe anoint your surroundings with oil, but make a proclamation, an announcement, an official new beginning in Jesus' name. I bless you, Joe. Jenny in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. You're surrounded by a whole company of warring and ministering angels. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are surrounded with a great company of people, even a great company of people, according to Hebrews chapter 12. Even a great people of people that are in heaven cheering you on. And so you are surrounded with a great company. You are not alone, even though, Jenny, you may feel it alone from time to time. You are not alone. I bless you there in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, in Jesus' name. Evelyn from Eunice, Louisiana. Evelyn, there are all kinds of creativity going on in your life. And God is giving you the ability to express what you are seeing, what you are hearing, giving expression to the voice of the Holy Spirit. There will be people that will come to you and they will say to you, I got all these ideas, I got all these thoughts, I got all these revelation. But you'll be able to take all out of all that conversation or that monologue or dialogue, and you'll be able to give expression to all of those things, clear expression, and you'll redefine things maybe in a sentence or a paragraph. I bless you, Evelyn. Jesus' name, God is at work in your life. He's at work in your life. Lydia from Dallas, Texas. I see a great season of revelation, followed by a season of not hearing the voice, but just being overwhelmed by all of this revelation that's coming your way. It's a new season of revelation, Lydia. I encourage you, in the name of Jesus, to write it down. Vicki from Jacksonville, Florida. God has seated you in heavenly places. It's like you are going to begin to have encounters with the Holy Ghost that you have never, ever had before. And it's just going to be amazing how you are going to be so consumed with a special anointing. These are days to write it down, record it, whatever you see, because God is giving you revelation concerning what He is doing in this nation and His soon return. Vicki, Jacksonville, Florida, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Teresa from Baytown, Texas, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, break the chains, set the captive free. Break the chains, set the captive free. You're going to go into places that other people don't dare go. But you're going to make yourself, you're going to welcome yourself. You're going to assign yourself and know that God is with you wherever you go in order to set the captive free. I bless you, Teresa, in Jesus' name. And Heather from Springtown, Texas, I just know that God is putting some things in your knower. I believe that you're waiting to hear that voice. You're waiting to see something with your spiritual eyes, but God is putting something in your knower, and you're going to begin to speak it. Remember that Job's life turned around when he prayed for his friends, but he began to make a proclamation saying, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And so you have to begin to declare, Heather, what you know, not what you think you know, not what somebody else has said you know, but what you know. And you must nail down what you know. And when you nail down what you know, everything is going to begin to change. So nail it down, Heather, there in Springtown, Texas. And Quad B from Amherst, New York. Quad, you've got to know that God is setting you into a place where you begin to minister to those in the athletic world. And God is beginning to give you an entrance into the athletic world. I don't know what all that's going to be comprised of, but He's going to give you a space. There's going to be a special space for you. And I just release that space for you in Jesus' name. It's going to become very profitable. Sandra T. from Columbia, Missouri. There is a way of entrance. And sometimes we seek a way. We try to find somebody else that can make the way. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying there is a divine way for you, a divine entrance into the place where you need to be. And sometimes there is no open door, but God provides and produces a divine entrance. And so there's an entrance sign. Remember, there's two doors side by side in your life. One is an exit door. One is an entrance door. So find the right door, and God will open the door. And it's like when you come up to an automatic door that when you get close to it, it automatically opens for you. You don't have to push. You don't have to say to somebody, help me open this door. No, it just opens automatically. That's what's going to happen for you. You keep your eyes on that door. I bless you, Sandra, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Olivia from Eunice, Louisiana. I hear that deep sound of intercession coming out of you. It's a deep sound of intercession. And it's going to be a sound that that cannot be interpreted by man, but it's a sound of heaven that is coming out of you. And it will not be in the language that you know or other. It'll be it's kind of a language of angels, and it'll be a Holy Ghost anointing. Some will come out with tongues, but it's going to be a groaning and a travailing for other people that you've been praying for. So you have this prayer list. You're praying for certain individuals, but soon there's going to become a deep travail. It's a birthing prayer. It's going to begin to birth things in your life as well as the lives of other people as well. Cynthia, God has given you a great gift of counsel and wisdom. This word is for Cynthia A. from Houston, Texas. Great counsel and wisdom is going to come out of you. You might not be a trained counselor, but I'm here to tell you that you have the gift of wisdom and counsel. You're going to speak that into a lot of people's lives. I want to speak a word over my niece, Kendra, Jean's niece. I call my niece also Kendra. They're in Wilburton, Oklahoma. Kendra, you're on my special, on my daily prayer list, and I speak a blessing over you and your daughters. I want you to know that Jean and I love you very much, and that God has a wonderful plan for your life. And I call your name in prayer on my daily prayer list. There must be a new beginning in your life. God wants to create a new beginning, not to think about all of these things about what could have been, might have been, should have been, and the grief and your sorrow and the sorrow in your own heart. I declare is broken. In Jesus' name. It's broken in Jesus' name. And I declare that God is creating a new season in your life. And the things that you have lost, you're going to find. Maybe not in the same, by the same name or the same way, but God is going to make up for lost time. He's going to make up for lost things in your life. You must trust Him, and you must believe Him, and you must love yourself and know that Jesus loves you. And you could never do anything that would disappoint the Lord. You may try to be disappointed in yourself, but you must know that God is not disappointed in you, that He loves you very much, and He's working in your life. Kendra, I love you, and Jesus loves you. You love yourself, and God is developing a new starting point for you. I bless you in Jesus' name. There in Wilburton, Oklahoma. I might have time to give a shout out to two or three more people. Wow, I've got so many names I'll never get to them. We'll TBC to be continued next Tuesday. Also, want to remind you that Allison Kieber is on with Prophetic Thursday. Remember, she has a new time. She has it from noon to 1 every Thursday on bpnradio.com as well as Facebook Live. And Ruth mentioned this, but we are now putting all of our recordings, Marketplace Saturday, soon all of our prophetic sessions, all of our interviews, we're going to put on podcasts, and you'll find that on bpnradio.com soon and very soon. Wow. That's good, isn't it, Ruth?
That is good.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Catherine D. from West Palm Beach, Florida. Catherine, I bless you in the name of Jesus. He's resolving certain issues and bringing certain people back together in your life. You know, there was a time of disruption where relationships were broken, and Satan got a foothold, and you may have said, well, I'll never try that again. But opportunities are coming back again. People are coming back again. God is putting things, reordering things to be able to complete assignments that were never finished. Disruptions and misunderstandings caused a lot of difficulties, but God is bringing it all back together again. It's amazing how He can do that. Catherine, there in West Palm Beach, Florida, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Crystal H., in Phoenix, Arizona. Well, it's just amazing that we get to speak to people on bpnradio.com all across America and around the world. I see where somebody is joining us from Malawi, Africa. Mm-hmm. And I bless you there, Leah, in Jesus' name, you and Jamie. I bless you, Crystal. God is redeveloping a new environment for you to work in. It's amazing how he can do that. He is so godlike. He is so awesome. He's so wonderful. He's developing a new environment for you to operate and function in. He is reconfiguring that workplace, that ministry place, that business place. And Crystal, I bless you there in Phoenix, in Jesus' name. Darby J. from Weatherford, Texas. Darby, I bless you in the name of the Lord. I believe that God is opening a new door to complete something in your life that was not finished. It might have been your education. I see that you have a connection to the medical world, to medicine, to medical science. I just see that God is giving you a new definition for your life, and I want to bless you now and ask God to work. There's something that's not been completed. He's going to open the door for the completion, and it's not too late, and he's going to make a way for you to do that according to your schedule and according to your finances. I bless you in Jesus' name. Well, we've run out of time, Ruth. I want to bless all of you in just a moment. I do want to remind you that Cody Anderson is going to be on at noon today on bpnradio.com as my special guest. Jamie Peters from Africa will be on at 4 o'clock. Every day we have different guests. I have scores and scores of interviews that I have done on bpnradio.com the past almost 4 years, and we're replaying those classic interviews now with some of the most amazing people. So that will be today. Roy Beard is on 11:55 today, and Cody Anderson at 12 noon. Throughout the day and night, we are calling for people to pray. We are calling America to pray. And I just want to thank you so very, very much for being a part of bpnradio.com. I want to thank Ruth Gentry, our station manager, and all of our team. As she said, you go to bpnradio.com, look at our new website. There's pictures of our team on there, schedules of what we're doing. It's very exciting. You keep up with us. Thank you so very, very much for being with us today. We're very, very grateful and thankful. I appreciate our editor, Aliona, there in Moldova, that is editing our program, and all of our team. We bless you. Ruth and I thank you for joining us, and we'll be broadcasting every Tuesday. Remember, if you're watching on Facebook Live, tell your friends, because this will be replayed throughout the day on Dale Gentry Facebook, Dale W. Gentry, and Breakout Radio Church as well. And if you're listening on bpnradio.com, this program will be replayed 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. Thank you. Aliona is gonna play our outro, and God bless you for being a part of Prophetic Tuesday.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Gentle Savior, not pass me by. Let me at a throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Say it, Jeremiah.
salvation, Lord, such a sweet salvation.